From the New Jersey Times, I'm Olingan Mitra. This is The Daily 2. The decision of a high school to punish a 14-year-old cheerleader for a profanity-laced rant that she posted on Snapchat was challenged in court. The First Amendment case has made its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. Today, an interview with a grandmother on what she thinks of the case. It's Tuesday, May 25th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would take my food out of the refrigerator and eat it, but today also chose to cover the Supreme Court. Luckily, to discuss the case, I was still able to score an interview with a grandmother. Thank you for being here.
Hello, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, you can treat this like just a regular phone call.
But I want your listeners to be able to hear me too.
No, they're not far away. They're right. That's not how this. Okay. Let's talk about the Supreme Court.
I love the Supreme Court.
Oh, you do? Why?
They're such a young, good-looking bunch.
I think their average age is 62.
Exactly. Such a young bunch. When I was in my prime, I would have been all over that dreamy Samuel Alito.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Excuse me, are you flirting with me? I'm too old for you, young man. That's for sure.
Okay. Well, what do you know about the First Amendment case that the Supreme Court just heard?
I've been following it on the news, and honestly, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Apparently, there was a 14-year-old girl who didn't make the varsity cheerleading team, and then she went to something called... Hold on. I've written it down. I just need to find my notepad quickly.
I can just tell you. I think that might just be faster.
Where did I put the lucky notepad?
Okay.
Here it is. I found it.
Okay.
So she went on something called... Hold on. I just need to find my glasses.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you. She went on Snapchat.
Right. That's the thing. Snapchat. I don't know where that is, but she went there and made an angry video and cussed 4 times. And I think it was a really bad swear because the news wouldn't say it.
Yes. She gave the middle finger and said F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything.
Oh my goodness. I didn't know you were going to swear just now.
Oh, that was just the first letter.
Oh, I never knew there was more than one letter. Anyway, a teacher found out about the video because somebody took a... Hold on, I've written it down on my notepad, but I can't seem to find it.
Okay, I'll just tell you. It was a screenshot. A student took a screenshot of the video before it got deleted automatically in 24 hours.
Yes. And I didn't understand that. Why would something be deleted automatically after 24 hours?
Well, that's Snapchat. Sometimes you're sending a picture to somebody that you don't want them to have all the time.
Like what?
Something more risque.
I don't understand you children. There's no romance anymore. In my time, if a man liked you, he would respect you. He would speak to your father and ask if he could marry you, like he was making an offer on a used car, and then you'd get married, and he'd provide for you, and he would not let you work, and that was romance.
Okay, well, getting back to the cheerleader case.
Fine. So the school saw the video and suspended the girl from the JV cheerleading squad for the whole year. Poor thing. Not being a cheerleader really hurts any girl's chances of getting married. Speaking of which, are you married, young man?
No, I'm not.
Oh, are you homosexual?
What? No, I'm not.
Oh, because in my time, the only men your age who weren't married were the homosexuals.
Okay, we'll be right back.
After a year of isolation, most of us have forgotten how to have basic social interaction. That's why we created Don't Do That, an online course that teaches you normal behavior you've forgotten. We go through subjects like, should I step outside without pants on? No, don't do that. Do I introduce myself to the hot guy at the gym by licking his face? No, don't do that. Do I tell small children that the world is cruel and unpredictable and will rob you of even your smallest joys? No, don't do that. Learn more at our website. And for $5 off, use promo code AWHELLNO.
Before the break, we were talking to you, a grandma, about the First Amendment case. Now that we understand the facts of the case, could you tell us what's happened in the courts? Hello? Hello?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I dozed off for a little bit. What were you talking about?
The courts. We were talking about the courts.
Yes. Oh, right. So the case is important because it decides whether public schools can punish students for something said outside of school or whether that infringes on their freedom of speech. And the court ruled that if it wasn't in the jurisdiction.
Hello. 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 You're moving away from the phone. You're moving away from the phone.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So fix my volume.
Okay. So the initial ruling sided with the cheerleader, but now the Supreme Court will make a final decision. How do you think they should rule?
It was much easier in my time. We didn't have any internet. So if anything happened outside of school, it stayed outside of school. If a man wanted to show you his genitalia, he would do it in person. And it would be terrifying every single time. But don't get me wrong. I think kids should be able to talk freely with their friends. But now when you say something, anyone can access it. Like I just joined a brand new website called Facebook. Have you heard of Facebook?
Yes, yes, of course.
All the young kids are on it. And by young, I mean anyone 50 to 80 years old. And it's scary because you forget what you're saying there goes everywhere.
That's a good point. This case highlights the challenge of balancing freedom of speech and new technology. Incidentally, I'm curious, what have you been sharing on Facebook?
Oh, I post what every grandmother posts, pictures of my grandchildren, and really racist news.
Of course. We'll be right back.
Okay, dearie.
Good evening. I am Dan Smith, American man, and definitely not a Russian spy trying to undermine elections. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for real news. We post videos like how global warming not so bad and how voting Democrat makes you sterile. Check us out at youtube.ru/realnews.
Here's what else you need today. Kevin Spacey is set to make his return to film acting. In the new movie, he will play a detective who investigates pedophiles. Or, as Kevin Spacey put it, I'm playing a villain. Today's guest was comedian Kanice Circa. Follow her on Instagram at Kanice Circa. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Alingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.